Morning, Mick. You well?
Good, Michael. Yourself?
Very well indeed. Always excited when we're getting towards a race meeting like Caulfield Guineas Day, a day that you've had plenty of winners at over the years, and it could well be another good one for the stable, especially with your improving colt, Amenable, who has probably flown under the radar a little bit. How much improvement has he taken since the prelude, do you think?
He's improved enough to be competitive. I'm not sure how you ride him. He does have blinkers on, which have just a very quiet, laid-back sort of a colt, and I think blinkers have helped him in track work, so I'm assuming they'll help him a bit on race day. But how do you ride him from 12 out of 16 is the problem, and how far back is he going to get? I was hoping to draw inside those, inside eight and have a nice run in the race, but that plan out the window. I'll speak to Ollie and see what he can do, but I don't know. Look, I suppose you've got to ride him to finish off, but I'm not overconfident with him, because I think he'll be setting some nice horses a big task, and the chances, the two good chances, as in Berkeley and Golden Mile, are both drawn ideally. So, got a job in front of him, that colt.
The Caulfield Guineas is a race where barriers are crucial, aren't they? I mean, you go back to when you won it with Mighty Boss at 100-1. It was probably the barrier that helped win him that day.
Well, M. Walker's ride up on the fence with blinkers helped him. And, look, he wasn't a very genuine colt, and we had to sort of school him, and, you know, he's running the bill stock, finally got him fit. But, it was a good day. So that's what Amenable is going to have to do. He's going to have to finish very strongly to get the money.
He does look a horse, though, that does have good stamina. He's hit the line in all his three starts so far. So if things do pan out, he's got the ability to win a Guineas, do you think?
Got the ability to finish strongly and be in the money somewhere. I just think that, as I said, those two, Berkeley Square and Golden Mile, will just be sitting there doing no work in the right spot in the race, and he's going to have to run those two down along with a lot of others. But I think he's got a decent job ahead of him, but he'll be finishing off strongly, and hopefully he can pick them up. But that's his job.
What's his best distance, do you think?
Mile. He won't be going past a mile, and late foal. He's got a very good appetite, that colt, but you don't see it in his body at the moment. He's got a little bit of rib, and he's not the fully furnished frame, and he's very sound. He's a lovely Lonro colt, but I think he will go out after the Caulfield Guineas and be prepared for the Australian Guineas, which I think he'll get a much better colt in the autumn. But we'll do our best for the Caulfield Guineas.
I'm thunderstruck. He's drawn the pole. You'd love to have had Amenable with gate one. Does this mean he can sit a little closer, as you've spoken about, with I'm thunderstruck?
Surely he can sit a bit closer. 2,000 metres. So what do you got there? Zaki probably follows Alligator Blood across. Well, one's drawn five, one's drawn seven. So there's those two. And I think if we get a little rub up on the fence, you'll probably get Animo come across, and there's the first four. So I would say there's two and two there, and we should be on the fence, and we should be within striking distance at that 2,000-metre tempo. We should be thereabouts. I'm assuming Alligator Blood will take you right in if you were able to follow him. He would be able to take you right in, but these are great races, and he gets his chance to run out 2,000 metres properly. He has not missed a moment of work, and he's strong, and he's had a couple of strong mile gallops. He's been great in track work, and then there's race day, of course, but it'd be very interesting race for Thunderstruck.
So, in the past, he's always been towards the middle to back of the field. Is that because he just finds it a bit slow to muster or jump, or has it just been circumstances?
Look, in the shorter races, in the Snap Dancer race, that was fair. Mark said, look, I didn't want to rub him in case he got pulling on me fresh. And then the mile race at Flemington, he was probably within the right spot, but I had a bit of traffic there, and Alligator Blood was off and gone. I thought he was too far back from the top of the straight at Sandown when Alligator Blood disappeared into the distance, and we were still getting around the corner. I thought that his task was too big for him that day, but just not sure about, you know, Mark made a comment in the last furlong. He said, I was a bit disappointed that I couldn't beat Mwanga home for the run that I had, which just was a little clue as to 2,000 metres or not on that day. So that's why I'm saying if he does have a nice run in the race and he's you know, close enough to them without getting pushed out of his comfort zone, which I don't think will happen, then we get a decision on whether we go to the Cox Plate or go to the last day of the carnival in the $3 million mile.
Who do you think's the best Wait for Age horse that you need to topple? Is it the ones that you met, or is Animo now the X factor?
Well, yeah. Animo's the best horse in the race. I mean, you sort of got to say to yourself, how many preps can he have, that horse? I mean, he nearly won a slipper, and then he was a good 3-year-old. Now he's a good 4-year-old. He's got to keep coming up all the time. He's the best horse in the race. Clearly, but he's just got to keep coming up. If he comes up and it's the normal Animo, well, then he probably is good enough to beat them. Interesting how he pulled up after his last start there with the vet report. Not sure what happens there, but, yeah, look, he's a beautiful horse, and I think he's the best horse in the race. But, you know, he's just got to keep coming up, doesn't he? He's a four-year-old entire now, and he's totally genuine and nice colt, but it'll be interesting. But, you know, the warrior, the absolute warrior there is Alligator Blood. He's gelding, and he's looks like he'd be strong over 2,000 metres, and he gets these weight-for-age races handed to him on a plate the way he races. Good luck to the way he races. You know, they put themselves out there, but he's a sit and sprint, and if he gets 2,000 metres, I can't see why he's not going to be hard to beat again.
Yeah. He's always underestimated, Alligator Blood. Just on Animo, have you had many horses that have pulled up lame post-race and then been able to recover and continue racing on well during that campaign?
Look, Michael, you'd have to know the proper details before you made a comment, and I would make a comment, and that's so I did have the proper details. So he's in the best camp, you know, one of the best camps in Australia, and, you know, I'm sure everything is spot on with the horse, and I don't know the answer.
Yeah, they're not going to take a risk with him. We know that. Race number three, Wee Nessie Hellhound. Gee, the form stacking up behind Wee Nessie, who was expected to win as she did at Mornington, stepping out to the 1,200 on Saturday. What are your thoughts?
Well, I don't think there's any improvement in my two fillies. They're neat running sort of fillies, and this is not a bad race. There'll be good pace on, and they'll both they've both drawn beautifully. One's in three and one's in seven. They both get their chances. I don't think there's any improvement in their form. I haven't seen any improvement in them. You know, they were up early in their prep and their hard fit. So certainly they get their chance to run in the first three, but it's not a bad race for them. And, you know, I'm not a huge push for either of them, but they're fit well and they've just got to be good enough on the day.
Have you got a left-of-field derby contender over in South Australia in the Hillsmith Stakes? Big story.
Yeah, right. That race has fallen right away, big story. And that is an average race, and he's a nice horse, and he hasn't raced for 35 days, but he had an ordinary blood pitcher post Mooney Valley. I couldn't work out why he blew so hard after the race, but he had been an average blood pitcher. The horse is very right, very, you know, in the zone. His work is very good, and I'm getting to know the horse, but I still think he's good enough to go there and win that race.
You've got a couple of really nice three-year-olds heading towards a derby in Art Zeno and Cadarcio. Is he, can he be mentioned in the same comments heading towards a derby?
Well, he can now because they're both gone to the paddock.
Oh, really? What's happening?
Yeah, look, they're spring three-year-olds, you know, and they pulled up a Bajari after Flemington. I wasn't happy with them. Nothing specific, but just immaturity in knees on both of them. And, you know, we forget these spring three-year-olds. 8 weeks ago, we were talking about them in terms of being two.
Yeah.
And now we're asking them to run derby distances. So I'm happy to pull up on those young horses, especially getting, you know, asking them to get 2,500 metres. If I had gone ahead with those two, I think we would have, you know, created some wear and tear, which we don't want on nice horses. So off to the paddock they go.
Okay. They are nice, progressive staying types for three-year-olds. Yeah. So head towards the autumn.
Exactly. They'll be nice autumn three-year-olds, but, they're both in the paddock.
All right. Have you got a winner today for us, Mick?
At Mornington. Are they getting rain down there?
Do you know what? I haven't spoken to the Mornington track manager.
Yeah, that Machine Gun Crowley is very, very fit. And I think it's a pretty average race, that. So apart from maybe Tokenist, I think he would be my best chance today. But if it is a downgrade, I'd probably be scratching him.
Okay, I think they got 9 mils overnight, so sort of around about a soft 5.
Oh, he'd be my best chance there.
All right. Good on you, Mick. Best of luck over the weekend.
Thanks, Michael.